When I went to my husband and asked him what he thought about it, me taking on this biblical submission experience for a year, his first reaction was no. He was like a lot of people. He thought, you know, that's not us. I mean, we are equal. We help each other out. We're a team. We support each other. It's not one person telling the other person what to do.
And that 50-50 is really what I think in mainstream culture now is the ideal to aspire to.
Yes, that's what everybody looks at, I think. My thing is, you know, when you look at marriage today, there's like a 50-50 chance it's going to end in divorce.
Your own parents got divorced.
Yeah. My own parents were divorced. And so, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is the 50-50 approach is the popular way to do it, but it isn't exactly working.
You set out to spend a year trying to be a submissive wife.
Yes.
You had been married to your husband, Cliff, for what, 13 years?
15 years now.
And I imagine you already had your kind of dynamic going.
Right. My husband is much more laid back. I'm much more assertive. And so it was usually typical for him to say, whatever you want, dear, you know, whatever you decide. And I had to, during this, you know, learn to step back a little bit. And what I realized throughout the year, though, was that as I stepped back a little, it gave my husband more space and more room to step forward. And I saw him develop leadership skills in our home that I hadn't necessarily seen before.
How granular did it get? I mean, you describe in the book needing to ask your husband when you applied for a job and initially forgetting to do so.
Right. Right.
But what about deciding on the menu for dinner? What about deciding where you were going to go on a Saturday afternoon to spend time with your son?
I learned to ask a lot more questions, but I did not fall into a situation where I didn't breathe unless he told me to, you know, and I think that's probably one of the stereotypes that we fall into when it comes to biblical submission. We think that as a woman, I sort of check my brain at the door and I become this robot and I'm waiting for orders. And I don't believe that's what the Bible has in mind. There is something that the husband's called to do too. You know, the wife is called to submit to her husband as to the Lord, and then the husband is also called to love his wife as Christ loved this church.
You say early on in your book that you don't want to go back to the days when women had no voice.
Right.
But it seems that you also found yourself wondering if the be-all-you-can-be mantra that came out of the women's movement in the 60s and 70s maybe led you astray. Do you feel now that your career ambitions are at odds with being a submissive wife?
I don't think so. I think for me, I would say I have had a change in priorities over the years. When we were first married, I was very career driven, very ambitious, wanted to make a big difference for God and a difference in the lives of people. And I believe I've done that with the military ministry I have for military wives. My husband's a Navy reservist and currently deployed. You know, so I believe I've done that. But I also believe that I was missing the importance that I have as a wife and as a mom. I think that women have been told over and over that we can do it all, we can be it all. And I think we can to a point, but not necessarily at the same time.
Sarah Horn, member of the First Baptist Church in Zachary and founder of Wives of Faith, author of My Soul-Called Life as a Submissive Wife. Thanks so much for sharing your story with me.
Thank you.